Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Three is now underway of this Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're the live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. To do that, you need to dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you happen to use SIP, S-I-P, service, there are some instructions at freetalklive.com, if you're technically inclined in that direction, that you could also use to call in. I'm not going to describe it all to you, the listener, because, well, it's pretty technical. So, but if you do happen to use SIP service, that is available to you as well. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So we've talked about a bunch of stuff tonight, but I wanted to talk about what is now called the Scouts of America, formerly the Boy Scouts of America. The headline here from the Free Thought Project, Boy Scouts pay out nearly $1 billion for 60,000 sex abuse victims, and almost no arrests were made. That's right, 60,000 victims. And this one organization is now going to pay out nearly $1 billion, but nobody's going to jail. Just because it's considered a boys' club does not mean the Boy Scouts of America is unprofitable. In fact, their assets topped over $1 billion. Some might conclude it is long overdue, but on Thursday of last week, the Billionaire Boys Club announced it has finally agreed to pay for all the decades of child sexual abuse its members have inflicted on unsuspecting young boys, usually at the hands of the club's leaders.
Wow.
In an historic settlement with victims, the Boy Scouts of America will be paying about $850 million to the abused. While that figure will substantially diminish the club's net worth, unfortunately, because the victims are so numerous, the $850 million will amount to between $3,000 and $5,000 per victim.
I wonder how many people have, like, completely proven cases. Not saying, like, oh, I don't believe these people. It could be true, but I hope nobody's mooching off of this.
I mean, there's a reason that there's a statute of limitation on most crimes. I mean, after a certain amount of time passes, you know, there's no evidence, and it's like a he said, she said kind of situation. And you kind of have to wonder, you know, where are these 60,000 victims coming from?
Well, apparently these 60,000 people are, you know, the ones who have come forward. I don't know about the ones who have not. There are many, many allegations against scouting in general where people, you know, take advantage of a position of power over those who are weaker than them.
Yeah, I mean, this is not specific to that organization. This is kind of a...
Well, let's just assume for a minute that all 60,000 of these cases that are getting part of this payout are legit. $3,000 to $5,000 per victim. That is the equivalent to a month and a half's earnings at minimum wage, a proverbial drop in the bucket, the article continues. Undoubtedly, the settlement will feel like a slap in the face to those children, many of whom are now adults who have lost their innocence to predators and the organization which allegedly protected such pedophiles.
Oh, so there was a system. What they're arguing is there's a systematic structure to
there are many, something. Many parallels between the Boy Scouts of America and their sexual allegations of minors to the Catholic Church and the priests.
So this isn't This isn't really
many similarities.
And also to bring it back to what our first story, also the foster care system.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. So this is one organization, and the $3,000 may sound like a pittance, but it's also not necessarily the case. It doesn't sound like that they could not sue the person or the people.
I'm glad you bring that up.
Who've actually committed the, I guess, I don't know if crime is the right word, because they're not being charged with a crime, but the people who are being accused, I guess, effectively.
According to NPR, this is the first time the organization, that's the Boy Scouts of America, has ever paid out any settlement for any lawsuit to which it has been named a party, and there are several. The agreement announced on Thursday is the first legal settlement in a long list of lawsuits against the Boy Scouts, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in February. That's a quote. Ken Rothweller, one of the chief negotiators in the settlement, called it, quote, the largest settlement of sexual abuse claims in the United States history, unquote. The organization is relying on its local councils to pay at least $300 million. And then the parent organization will also pay for things like non-monetary commitments to abuse victims, including youth protection measures, a reporting system, formation of a child protection committee, and information sharing related to abuse claims, according to NPR. Rothweller's law firm represents over 16,000 abuse victims dating back to the 1940s, whose predators were cataloged in an internal list called the Perversion Files, quote-unquote. Rothweller, along with Tim Kosnoff, partnered to form the group known as Abused in Scouting to bring awareness to the thousands upon thousands of victims, encouraging them to come forward. Kosnoff is now livid at the agreed-upon settlement, according to NPR, which quoted Kosnoff as saying, I don't know how you can characterize this as anything but a failure. I would say it is a non-starter, and if any client asked me if I thought it was a good deal for them, I would say no. You're talking about clients who, in some cases, were anally raped for years that are now supposed to get payments of $3,500 to maybe $5,000. That is an insult to all of the men who found the courage to file claims and participated in the process.
Absolutely.
This sounds like it's something that should have been taken up with the police, not the organization in the first place. Like, I'm trying to understand, like, at what point does an organization have, like, liability for something that somebody who was involved in that organization, when they've committed a crime, right? Like,
what makes you think it wasn't brought up with police?
Well, then wouldn't the police be the ones that you should be suing, not the organization, not the Boy Scouts of America?
Are you going to sue the police?
Well, I mean, they're immune, but that's
right.
Like, but
I mean,
would
you would want to sue the victimizer.
Well, they're settling, right? So aren't they being sued?
They are being sued.
Honestly, it kind of makes sense to sue the organization because it's just like we were saying earlier. It's a system. Like, they're allowing this to happen, and apparently they were protecting people.
See, that's what I'm kind of curious. Like, it sounds like it's some sort of structural thing, but it doesn't really give us enough information.
Yeah, it doesn't. But it did say that they were protecting abusers.
But how are they protecting the abusers? Right? Like, it sounds like the appropriate situation would have been to go to the police, not the organization that the person worked for, because it was an actual crime, presumably, right? So
you missed the part where there were some arrests.
Okay.
But barely anybody has gone to jail. We'll get to that in just a second. We'll get to that in just a second. For its part, the BSA believes the payouts are fair. In a statement, they proclaim, this agreement ensures that we have overwhelming support of survivors for the BSA's proposed plan of reorganization, which is a key step in the BSA's path toward emerging from bankruptcy. Bringing these groups together marks a significant milestone and is the biggest step forward to date as the BSA works toward our dual imperatives of equitability, compensating survivors of abuse, and preserving the mission of scouting. So that's a whole bunch of words that really don't mean anything as I read through them. That sounds like an official statement from a corporation or from a government person. This is known as word salad in some circles, where they use a whole bunch of words to say nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like this is something that is not specific to this organization, and every organization is going to want to try and protect themselves. So I don't know. It seems like the appropriate.
I mean, what other organizations have 60,000 people claiming, you know, sexual assault against them?
Yeah, why are people still sending their kids to an organization that had 60,000 rapists?
Just because it hasn't been publicized doesn't mean it wasn't going on with other organizations.
603-283-6160 is the number. Do you have any further information about the Boy Scouts and their sexual allegations?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. The telephone number, if you want to join us on air, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've talked a little bit about ForkFest, but, you know, it's never too early to start planning for next year. It is happening in 2022, unofficially. It's happening from June 27th through July 3rd at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no one in charge and there are no tickets to buy. You just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground from June 27th through July 3rd, and you're in. Have whatever event you want to have, or an event that you want others to participate in. You can vend things, you can bring your art, there's all sorts of things you can do. People have, I had a great time this year, I had a great time last year, and I'm sure that I'll have a great time next year. ForkFest is your event. You create the experience that you want others to enjoy. Find out more about it and join the unofficial Telegram chat at ForkFest.party. Again, come enjoy the festival, ForkFest.party. So we've been talking about this article from the Free Thought Project detailing a settlement that the Boy Scouts of America is offering. I just want to be clear that this hasn't been set in stone yet. There is a lawsuit, and the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy, and they're saying, hey, this is what we're offering. And it should make that clear in just a second. It is unclear. The article continues. This is all about victims who have come forward against leaders of the Boy Scouts since 1944 up until just a few years ago. Enough research was done, apparently, to launch a lawsuit, and the BSA has offered $850 million in payouts, which amounts to somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 per victim. It is unclear if the presiding judge will accept the offer made by the BSA. Hopefully they will be able to see how very little money victims are getting in exchange for having their sexual innocence ripped away and do the right thing. The burden of the payout should not have to come from the participants in the local councils, but from the organization itself, in our humble opinion, and the payouts need to be 10 to 20 times higher at least. This is an opinion piece, so. On top of the insultingly low payout, another kick in the teeth to thousands of victims is the fact that there have been almost no arrests. This detail seems to be something the mainstream outlets are refusing to acknowledge. Over the decades of abuse, the Boy Scouts, like the Catholic Church, enjoyed a sort of immunity from prosecutions, and only a handful of troop leaders have been arrested for their crimes.
So the organization is admitting it happened, but there's no arrests.
You know, I mean, does this legally constitute admission of guilt?
I mean, here's the other thing. Like, what you are supposed to do has changed over the years, too. Like, like at one time, there was no reporting requirement, right? You didn't, as an organization, you wouldn't have had to report a crime to the police if your organization, if somebody came forth with such allegations, you wouldn't have been required to report it to police even. Like I'm just trying to understand, like, what exactly are they accused of doing, and was that reasonable at the time, or was it unreasonable at the time? And then where's the liability? Is it with the head organization? Isn't the Boy Scouts of America, like, not a single organization, but it's, like, made up of chapters? And then are those chapters individually liable, or is it the head? I guess you're saying it's the main head organization?
Well, they're saying that they're going to share in the payouts, and that the chapters are going to sport approximately $300 million of the $850, and then the, you know, the organization itself is going to sport the rest of it as far as to make up the total of $850 million. So they're going to liquidate
right.
some assets and come up with the, you know, $500 million, whatever, $450 million.
And so here's the next question. What are they supposed, I mean, presumably the point of this is to change things, right? So it doesn't happen again. So what do they need to change? What do they need to do differently in order to not, I mean, if they don't know what they're supposed to change, right? How are they supposed to do it correctly? Or, you know what I mean? Like, it just,
Yeah, they do say that they've, you know, made some changes in the organization, you know, set up some different programs and some different ways of, you know, handling reports of this type of thing than they've ever had in the past. And that's part of this offer that they've
made.
Are
they, and here's the other question is, there's already laws on the books, I know it, probably since at least the 90s, that require reporting. Have they not been doing that reporting since the 90s at least?
I don't really know the answer to your question.
I think I have a solution to this, though, for it to not happen in the future. Set up, if you want your kids to learn about, like, outdoor survival or whatever that you learn in Boy Scouts, set up stuff in that, in, like that in your own communities. Like, people that you trust around,
But isn't that kind of what this was? Isn't that how the Boy Scouts was already set up and organized?
I don't know. It seems... I don't know a lot about it personally.
I was a Boy Scout and a Cub Scout before that.
Yeah,
and I learned all sorts of interesting and fun things.
I was a brownie and then I quit.
See, I was never in the Boy Scout, so I don't know.
I did get kicked out for smoking weed.
That's funny.
So I never made it to like Eagle Scout or whatever. But I learned some valuable things. My scoutmaster was what we call a weekend warrior. He's a former military guy who became a teacher at the grade school that I attended. And so whenever you do your, you know, week-long, two-week-long camp-out thing or whatever, he would do things like, we're going to go camping in the middle of winter in Wisconsin at a state forest, and you guys are going to build winter survival shelters.
Oh, my God.
Right? So we're, like, building, like, makeshift igloos and, you know, that kind of thing, trying not to freeze to death.
That's something I would have thought, like, up as a joke to say about your childhood, like, oh, did you have to build igloos? No, it's true.
I'm going to guess that this was probably fun, but I don't know.
I had fun, and I never experienced any sort of, you know, sexual abuse or, you know, things in my experience with the Boy Scouts, so I can't speak
was
to
there...
it. But I can say that if you were a predator, that that would be, you know, much like a camp counselor or something like that, would be, you know, a perfect position for somebody in a predatory state of mind to seek.
So here's some other questions. So was it a situation where there's, like, one guy who leads a troop? Is that what the term is?
A pack. Or
a pack, okay, of a certain number of boys, presumably. What kind of sizes, like, how many kids are in a troop? Is it one adult? Is it more than one adult?
I think we had a 1 to 15 ratio, something like that.
1 to 15, and then would they be going out as, like, multiple adults for the pack or troop?
Yeah,
or
well, sometimes you would get these smaller segments to combine with other segments, right, from an area, and then you'd go to, like, this regional thing where, like, scouts from all over the state or whatever would come and hang out. I think they called it a jamboree, which is an interesting name for it.
Honestly, the more I think about it, it's kind of just scary. Like, I'm glad I'm not going to have kids because you kind of can't trust your kids with anyone. Like, oh, the church group that's going out camping. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. If you've had any kind of experience that resembles what we've been talking about the Boy Scouts, give us a call. More Free Talk Live is next.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that became a rallying point for white supremacists and helped inspire their infamous 2017 rally in Charlottesville will be hoisted off its pedestal this weekend and sent to storage, officials announced Friday. The Lee statue and another Confederate tribute nearby are both scheduled to be removed Saturday, nearly 4 years after violence erupted at the Unite the Right rally.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed concerns over the Biden administration's announcement of a plan to go door-to-door, providing assurance that the government was not keeping tabs on who is or is not immunized.
Targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
This is USA Radio News. General Motors is recalling more than 400,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. because the side airbags can explode and spew parts into the cabin. The recall covers certain 2015 and 2016 Chevrolet and GMC Sierra 1500, 2500, and 3500 trucks. Documents posted Friday by U.S. safety regulators say the airbag inflator can rupture or the end cap can fly off on both sides of the trucks. GM says it has no reports of injuries. Two Americans are among those involved in the assassination of the Haitian president.
A 28-member hit squad, including 26 Colombians and two U.S. citizens, carried out the stunning assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, officials announced Thursday, adding that 17 have been detained, including the Americans. The Americans were ID'd as 35-year-old James Salagas of Fort Lauderdale and 55-year-old Joseph Vincent from the Miami area. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio talk show where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So, continuing down the theme that we've sort of had here tonight, and that's to say that all of our topics have had something to do with children tonight. This one, I've seen this from other sources. One of our other hosts, Richie Rich, put this in our show prep. And this is from RT.com. We're all vaxxed. The Teletubbies announce COVID vaccination, bewildering fans and angering anti-jab activists.
The Teletubbies also came out with their own NFT.
Of course they did. Why wouldn't they? First of all, what are the Teletubbies? Do we know? I'm too old to know what they are.
It's a children's show?
I know it's a show, but what are they? I have no idea what they are.
They're these weird-looking, you
aliens.
Know, monocolored...
Kind of like
monkeys. Is that what they're supposed to be? Aliens?
I don't know.
They kind of look like they have maybe mouse faces, but no whiskers.
Yeah, kind of mouse.
They each have this really weird, I don't know what to call it, this symbol sticking out of the top of their head that looks like a donut on a stick.
I had a... German foreign exchange student friend, and he said that they would play like the American version, which they have different names in Germany, but they would play the American version's theme song and laugh so hard because when the last one came out and said his name was Poe, they would laugh so hard because that means ass in Germany.
That's fantastic. Before we talk more about the Teletubbies, I just want to take a minute and say thank you to Mr. Spooner. Mr. Spooner is a silver-level amplifier for Free Talk Live. What does that mean, you might be asking yourself? Well, you can find out at amp.freetalklive.com. Essentially, Mr. Silver gives $5 a month for the express purpose of getting this radio program onto more radio stations across America. We're on a couple of satellite stations and, of course, on the Internet as well. But in exchange for his $5, he's supporting a great cause, which is getting this show on more stations. And there's a couple of perks that he gets for that. The perks really aren't that important. But again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, if you've enjoyed the different hosts and co-hosts that we've had here over the years and that we currently have going on, if you've gotten any value out of this program and you agree and would like to see the ideas of freedom spread further, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Mr. Spooner. You are appreciated. All right, so we've got you the headline. We're all vaxxed. The Teletubbies announced COVID vaccination bewildering fans and angering anti-jab activists. So if these are some sort of weird alien, you know, pseudo creatures, why do they need to be vaxxed?
Does it transmit to Teletubbies?
Yeah, do Teletubbies have a similar physiology to human beings?
Do they have arteries and everything to take a vaccine? Well, I don't know if you inject into an artery. I'm pretty ignorant of medical things.
That's okay. No thoughts, Chris? Okay. Children's television.
This is like, I mean, man, I'm sorry. I don't got any kids. I don't know.
This would be like the Muppets coming out going, we all got our vaccine. Really? Puppets?
Yeah.
Really? Like, hand puppets? You've taken the jab?
You're not too old for Teletubbies, are you? Because I feel like Teletubbies is already a thing when I was a kid.
I'm probably something like 25 years too old for Teletubbies.
I don't think 25 years, because I'm 25, and Teletubbies were kind of old. Like, they had been a thing. Like, my brother is 33, and he was alive for Teletubbies.
You underestimate how old I am.
So, children's television stars, the Teletubbies, announced on Wednesday that they had been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, drawing mixed reactions from current and former fans of the show. We're all vaxxed just in time for a tubby hot summer, announced the Teletubbies on their official Twitter account.
This has to be a joke. Tubby hot summer? Do you know what hot summer means? Like, it's like they're coming out with all these things like white boy summer, hot girl summer. They're really saying tubby hot summer on their official Twitter, and coming out with NFTs, this is crazy.
Just in time for a tubby hot
summer. Isn't this like a show that targets like 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds at most?
Yeah, 3 and 4 at
most. Like 2, 3, 4, yeah.
So what does that tell you, Chris? That tells me that this is all propaganda. Because there's no reason for anybody to target children about vaccinations of any kind.
I don't even remember the Teletubbies speaking English. I thought that they just made noises and there was a narrator.
Yeah, that was kind of my recollection of, like, I remember like back in the 90s when Teletubbies were first a thing, they were attacked or targeted or attacked or however you want to phrase it, because they didn't speak words. They were, and maybe I've got the wrong kid show, but I'm pretty sure this is
no,
the one.
No, they were also in the news because some people believed that they were asexual. They didn't have specific males or females.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so there was a big hubbub in the news about that.
So were all of y'all's rock stars in the 80s.
Which was kind of funny because it's like, aren't these supposed to be like, they're not supposed to be adults. They're supposed to be like young
not my rock
kids, right? Like they behave like kids, right, in the show?
Yeah, they are kind of like kids.
Again, I don't know.
They roll around and stuff.
I don't remember ever watching an episode of the Teletubbies. I remember them being around.
They weren't around when you were...
Not when I was a kid, but like I remember when they came. They were all the rage, right? You know, like
I'm pretty sure
they had their 15 minutes of fame or whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Teletubbies date back to the 1990s, but I don't know. They were certainly not a thing when I was, you know, when I was little.
And to your rockstar commentary, there were plenty of... Oh, I don't know. I would say drag-wearing rock stars in the rock and roll, but they were not mine.
I thought you liked Kiss. Aren't they kind of drag-wearing?
I only liked them when they were dressing up like demons and spitting fire. and, you know, that kind of a thing.
I don't like rock stars, then, but I do like drag queens.
And then they took off that makeup and decided to dress like, well, rock stars. And big poofy hair, lots of Aquanet, you know, that kind of a thing.
You didn't like Boy George?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact.
Is that the Beatles?
No.
No, you're thinking of George Harrison?
No, he had a couple of hits.
I'm not
I'm not even, I don't even know any songs by Boy George. It's just the proverbial,
Let me see if I can think of one. I'm going to go with Karma Chameleon.
Don't know who that is.
Was one of his hits.
Oh.
He also had another one called I'll Tumble For Ya.
Hmm.
Which I don't really know what but, you know, I had to listen to pop because, well, pop was popular. There was no internet. There was, you know, four radio stations on the dial. One of them was the oldies station. One was the super religious station. One was, like, soft rock, right? And the other one was, we'll call it rock and roll, and pop, really.
Pop has changed so much throughout the years. Like, the Beatles was a pop group. But today, there's nothing on the radio that sounds like the Beatles.
Nothing at all.
Definitely not.
And in fact, the Beatles would be classified as rock.
Yeah, they would be classified as rock. But I, as a pop enthusiast, still think that any pop enthusiast needs to listen to the Beatles to understand and really appreciate pop.
Oh, I'm a fan of the Beatles. Paul McCartney is one of the grooviest bassline writers that I think, you know, should be appreciated for that, if nothing more.
I think they should be appreciated for using synthesizers. When they first started doing that, they were like,
synthesizers weren't even around when they were doing recordings.
Yeah, they were.
They recorded on something known as a four track.
They did.
Right. They recorded on something known as a four track, which means they had to mic up the drum kit and sub them all down to one track on the recording device. Then they had to mic up all the vocalists and sub that down to one, and then mix that together on a mixing console, much like this one sitting next to me, except all of the knobs and the faders were 10 times the size. You had to use two hands to turn the volume of the drums up because the fader was that heavy. It was made of lead. No, I'm embellishing here.
No, they did start using synthesizers. Like, listen to, like, Revolution 9 and stuff. They were, I don't know if you would call them a synthesizer, but they were, like, voice-altering things, and they were, like,
effects.
The first people into the...
Effects, yes. These are called audio effects. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It is the final segment. We do have a call on hold that we'll get to momentarily. You probably won't be able to get on unless you're already on hold, but for the future, the telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Bonnie, who was right about the Beatles using synthesizers.
And Chris.
What did I used to call? Oh, yeah, Sammy. That's right. Did Sammy Hagar use synthesizers?
I don't know. I just black out the 80s as far as, like, any type of music. It sucked.
Well, you and I share a disdain for 80s pop music. It was the most horrible, horrible 8-bit synthesizers that just, oh, my gosh, sounded robotic and had no soul.
I only like some Madonna.
That's Mick Donna. That stands for 1 billion served.
Oh, God.
That's right. Funny.
Let's go right away to the telephones. We have James calling from West Virginia. James, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how is everyone?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay. What I'm about to say is very controversial. You don't have to worry about the push button. I'm not going to say anything that will get you in trouble with the FCC.
I got my finger on the button.
Okay, well, don't worry about that.
All right.
I'm really, really tired of how we throw around the word pedophile. There are three kinds of pedophiles. They're not all the same. A pedophile, a standard normal pedophile, will go after children, male or female. A homosexual pedophile will only go after boys, as in the priesthood and the Boy Scouts.
Well, if they're a man, right?
Excuse me?
Well, if the pedophile is a man.
Well, I mean, no, you can have a lesbian pedophile that only go after girls.
Okay.
But I'm saying that I don't think it's fair. I mean, pedophiles are horrible people, let's face it. But I think that they ought to say what they are. They're homosexual pedophiles. There's nothing wrong with that. All that does is denote their sexual preference. And, you know, a regular everyday guy can be a pedophile as long as he's, you know, looking toward girls or boys. And I think that in the priesthood, especially, and the Boy Scouts, what you have there is homosexual pedophiles. And I wish they would say that. But see, homosexuals are now a protected species, so you cannot say that now. So that's all I had to say.
What is the point of pointing that out, though? Like, that doesn't help anyone.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, it's a subgenre of pedophilia is what he's talking about, right? That's like,
I'm not even sure what he was trying to say.
We were talking about music, right? And, like, when I grew up, there was just heavy metal, right? And there were a whole bunch of bands that were called metal that weren't even metal. And so heavy metal sussed this out by creating subgenres, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where we get speed metal, thrash metal, doom metal, stoner metal. Right, all these subgenres of metal, right? And so all he's doing is adding a qualifier to pedophilia.
Was he trying to say that it was okay to be a pedophile that likes the opposite sex, but not one that likes the same sex?
No,
I don't think so. But it was weird. It could be taken that way.
When I screened his call, he said he wanted to talk about the Boy Scouts specifically. So
okay.
I think I don't know this for a fact. But I think that he was just wanting us to identify the predator's sexual preference in these pedophilia stories, is what I got from his call. So I don't really know.
I think it is kind of...
Is it important? Because I think pedophilia, regardless of the gender preference, or lack of gender preference for that matter, right? There could be somebody that's a bi pedophile, right? I think, so they like either or, I guess? Right, exactly.
Okay.
They'll take all children,
okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
They don't care, right?
Okay.
They're equal opportunity abusers. You know, so I don't think it's, and like, we need to recognize that pedophilia is horrible, first and foremost. Right? That's my opinion on the subject. Whatever the preference is of whoever's doing the victimization, I think is irrelevant.
I think what's wrong, actually, with always pointing out if we were talking about pedophiles in the Boy Scouts and calling them homosexual pedophiles is, like, it makes it sound like that you think that, like, that's, like, what homosexuals do. That's, you know what I mean?
Right.
If we're always saying, like, these homosexual pedophiles, then that's just giving more fuel to, like, the conservatives who are like, yep, that's what homosexuality leads to, or, you know, something like that. I think it's kind of just pointless and, if anything, harmful.
I mean, yeah, this kind of reminds me of a, I don't know if either of you guys have seen the YouTube video that's, like, it's, like, from the 50s, and it's, like, it basically makes out all homosexuals to be pedophiles.
Yeah, so consenting adults, you know, whatever you want to do, as long as you do it between, you know, whomever is consenting, I don't care what you do. If you force yourself upon anybody, you are in the wrong. I don't care how old you are. You are a rapist. Now, if you do it to children, there's a special term for that. It's called pedophilia.
If anything, his call just made me think that he wants people to say homosexual pedophiles when talking about pedophiles in the Boy Scouts, because he has a thing that, you know, backs up his prejudice against gay people. Just what it sounds
like.
That
he likes little girls as opposed to little boys.
Yeah, or maybe he just wants the other type to sound better.
It's hard to tell. But what we can't tell is what gender these Teletubbies are, even though they have announced that they've gotten the COVID vaccination, which is impossible for these puppet creatures to, like, I mean, sure, you could, you know, fill a needle with, you know, your choice of, you know, Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson or what's the other one, Moderna?
Maybe they just got a really long needle and the human that's stuck inside the Teletubby playing it got the vaccine against its will.
Apparently all four Teletubbies received their first dose on July 1st and their second dose on July 22nd, according to the cards.
July 22nd hasn't happened.
Right.
Are they still doing the two-step process for the injection?
Yeah.
I think all but one.
I thought they had one injection.
Oh, I see. So they announced that on their Twitter that, you know, we're all vaxxed just in time for the Tubby Hot Summer, along with four photos showing the vaccination cards of the four characters, Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe. I didn't even know Teletubbies had names. Those are their names, apparently. They all received their first dose, and apparently they're getting their second dose on the 22nd. I don't know.
So weird.
It says Tinky Winky and Lala received new Nissan and new Nissan vaccines, a play on Johnson & Johnson, while Dipsy and Poe received Astra Tubica.
That's just silly.
They made the distinction in the show, like...
Yeah, to, you know, what, kids who are five or younger? What is the purpose? Ask yourself, what is the purpose of anybody putting vaccine-related stuff into a children's television program? Because we already know that children are the least likely to suffer from COVID. They're certainly the least likely to die as far as risk groups go. Mm. Like, they didn't even recommend kids wear masks.
Yeah, it's
so what is the
kind of bizarre.
I can tell you the point. The point is that it's propaganda. They're trying to propagandize these children and make it seem normal.
Do they even have vaccinations for under 18s?
What do you mean?
I thought they only approved it for, like, adults or something.
No. They've been going down. They started out with, like, okay, well, now we're only going to do down to 14. And then a little while later, they're like, Oh, we're going to do down to 12. And, you know, so they've been...
So they're still not vaccinating kids, like, you know, pre-pubescent
kids. I hope not. I mean, it's bad enough that people don't trust their immune system to take care of something like this that really has no higher death rate than the seasonal flu.
Mm.
So, yeah. But, of course, you know, if we're being broadcast on, like, you know, some social media and I say that, that's going to get us banned.
You know, I'm kind of confused about the caller from earlier because I forgot that he said there are three types of pedophiles.
No,
and he only went on, he went on to list two. He listed people who go after any gender and people who go after same gender. And then he stopped and he was like, that's all. Like, now we're just supposed to guess what the third type of pedophile is.
Well,
maybe he meant to say two. Maybe he was going to say the third type is me.
Well, maybe that's it, because it brings to mind, I believe it was Bob Rivers. He does Twisted Tunes. He's a parody artist. He used to do radio in Seattle. He lives in Vermont now. But he did a Creed song, and it's instead of It's Been a While, he made it, I'm a pedophile.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's a hilarious song.
Wow.
If you get to, Bob Rivers is a hilarious dude. We are out of time for tonight. We're here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you missed any of the show, go listen to the archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.